Hello everyone, welcome to English Digest. I'm Tina. 各位听众大家好，今天我们 English Digest 所要进行的单元是中译英的单元。我们邀请到哪一位老师参与今天的讨论呢？
Hi everybody, my name is Joe.
今天啊，我们有三个题组，而在第一个题组呢，其实就谈到在使用电脑，相信各位同学常常呢会发现到很多的骇客想要窃取一些私人的资讯。碰到这样子的情形，你该怎么样来面对它？而相关的英文字词又该怎么说呢？
Nowadays, more than ever, we really have to be careful with what information we give away online because there are a lot of hackers out there who just spend all their time trying to gain the personal information of people, usually so that they can take money from, say, their bank accounts. They'll send out emails which are known as phishing emails, not phishing as in trying to catch a fish, but phishing emails, phishing emails.And in these emails, they will often pose as your bank or something like that, and they will say, oh, we have lost your password. Please confirm that this is your password, and then we can reactivate your account. But then once they have your password, of course, they can access your bank account, and they will try to steal your money. So you will really want to be careful with how you respond to these sorts of emails. You need to make sure or confirm that if anybody is sending you an email pretending to be a bank or any other sort of institution that has your personal information, you want to contact them personally, usually by phone. Just make sure that they actually sent the email and that it is safe to send your personal information to them.
没错，听完刚刚Joe老师的说明，相信同学对于今天的题组一呢就比较有概念。不过呢，我们先帮助同学复习一下刚刚可能同学不懂的生字。像刚刚呢Joe老师提到，一开始呢，在这些 hacker， 也就是 hacker， 他们呢所想要做的事情，也就是要窃取个人的资讯，那么目的就在于得到你在银行账户里面的钱。这时候他们会使用一些钓鱼的邮件，当然咯，这里我们就叫做 phishing email， 大家要特别的小心，唯一要证实邮件是否是真实的，那你可以用打电话的方式来做确认咯。接着我们就来看到这里的题组一，第一句要请同学翻译的是，我们所处的时代，人们很容易在线上自由分享个人资讯。先看看这一句的英文该怎么写呢？
We live in an era in which people are apt to freely share personal information online.
在面对中翻英的时候呢，要先把主词跟动词找出来。这里的主词就是 we， 而动词就是 live。而这里呢，要说明一下这个时代是怎么样的一个时代。这个时代呢，就是人们很容易在线上自由分享个人资讯的时代。所以在这里用来表达时间的关系副词子句，可以用 when 来引导，而表示地点的关系副词子句，则可以用 where 来引导，或者是呢，你也可以用 in which 来引导表示时间跟地点的关系副词子句哦。我们来看看下面这个例句。
Many people feel that we are living in an era when nothing is certain.
许多人觉得我们正处于一个事事皆不确定的时代。在这里的 era 指的是一个时代，跟时间有关，所以就用 when 来引导后面的关系副词子句。当这个句子你也可以写成
Many people feel that we are living in an era in which nothing is certain.
其实就好像前面的 in an era， 这里的 in which， which 就是代替前面表示时间的名词，也就是 nothing is certain in this era。 再看下一个例句。
This is the town where Mozart composed many of his masterpieces.
这个地方是莫扎特写下其大多数杰作的小镇，特别强调 This is the town where， 然后来迎接一个地点的关系副词子句。这个句子你也可以写成
This is the town in which Mozart composed many of his masterpieces。
也就是 in the town, 然后加上后面的关系副词子句。在这里呢，另外可以提醒同学的是，像这里的 when 或者是 where 所引导的关系副词子句，后面可以检查一下，是有一个完整的句子结构，也就是有主词再加上动词点点点咯。当然，这里的句子还讲到很容易怎么样，我们在英文里面